With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Hurricane Francine pummels the U.S. Gulf Coast. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome said residents east of the track of the storm need to be alert.
Birmingham, Montgomery, and Atlanta, I want you to start paying attention to this storm from a rainfall risk perspective. This is the type of setup we get. We can get rainfall to be displaced well to the east of the center of circulation, so I really want you to start paying attention. Check the weather at least once per day, ideally twice per day if you're in these areas. Also, Memphis and Nashville, you need to be on alert, paying attention from a rainfall risk perspective.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republicans are livid over ABC's treatment of former President Trump in Tuesday night's debate with Kamala Harris. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Political analyst Matt Continetti says media bias was on full display on Tuesday.
I think it was a 3-on-1 debate with the moderators helping Kamala Harris.
He says he welcomes a debate format where the moderators are free to push back on claims by the Republican.
But you have to also push back against Harris. And that was clearly not what happened last night.
Matt Continetti was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Election officials across the country say they're concerned about changes with the Postal Service that could delay ballots for November's election. Potential problems include postmarked ballots arriving too late to be counted. Israel's proposing allowing a Hamas leader safe passage out of Gaza if the group frees the remaining hostages kidnapped last October. A senior Israeli official said that the offer extends to the terrorist and his family. This is SRN News. TV shows are pushing abortion.
As millions of voters in multiple states prepare to decide whether or not to enshrine the procedure in their constitutions this fall, Hollywood is churning out more and more shows that deal with abortion. Episodes of several popular programs have featured abortion stories lately, and in each case, a woman's decision to terminate her pregnancy is portrayed as beneficial and praiseworthy. At least 10 states have abortion votes scheduled for November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The ACLU plans to spend $1.3 million on campaign ads to defeat candidates for the Montana State Supreme Court who are pro-life or reject the queer trans agenda. The $1.3 million is the most the ACLU has spent on a Montana election. It's also spending money on Supreme Court races in Arizona, Michigan, Ohio, and North Carolina. This is SRN News. Mexico's Senate gives final approval to a sweeping judicial reform that will mean all judges are elected by a popular vote.
The judicial reform was proposed by the outgoing president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, whose left-wing Morena party controls both houses of Congress. He says electing judges will ensure they serve the people rather than privileged elites. His opponents say it will make Mexico's judiciary vulnerable to political interference, corruption, and intimidation by drug cartels. No other country elects all its judges. The vote went ahead in an alternative chamber after protesters stormed the Senate building.
A collection of rare items from Paul Allen, the late co-founder of Microsoft, raises over $10 million at auction. Among the items was a signed letter from Albert Einstein to FDR about the science leading to the atomic bomb, an Apple I computer, and a first-class lunch menu from the Titanic. More details at SRNnews.com.